USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of John McCain will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today. It arrived last night at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington from Arizona.
Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending. Biden saying,
"Bottom line was, I think John believed in us. Not just all the preambles, the Constitution. He believed in the American people."
That report from Robin Walensky. At least seven people dead after a head-on collision between a Greyhound bus and an 18-wheeler in New Mexico. The accident happened on Interstate 40 late yesterday, west of Albuquerque. They believe the truck blew a tire, crossing the median, slamming head-on into the bus. This is USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. You melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
President Trump holds a rally in Evansville, Indiana late yesterday where he increases his attacks on the Justice Department and the FBI as they continue to investigate his campaign.
What's happening is a disgrace. And at some point, I wanted to stay out, but at some point, if it doesn't straighten out properly, I want them to do their job. I will get involved and I'll get in there if I have to.
Today, the president's off to Charlotte, North Carolina, where he'll sign an executive order aimed at strengthening retirement security. A California man's in federal custody for allegedly threatening to shoot all the workers at the Boston Globe newspaper. Robert Shane was arrested yesterday at his home in California. They say he allegedly started calling the Globe this month after the paper ran an editorial criticizing President Trump for calling the press an enemy of the people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Aretha Franklin's funeral will be open to up to 1,000 members of the public today in Detroit. That memorial at Greater Grace Temple expected to last about 6.5 hours. Some of it will be televised. Last night, a huge tribute concert was held for Franklin at a park in Detroit. Over 40 artists performed. Franklin died earlier this month of pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. NASA says astronauts had to plug a hole in the International Space Station yesterday using a rag. Well, the ISS crew actually using a cloth wipe that was saturated with sealant so as to stop air from leaking through that hole. There's no immediate word on what caused the 2-millimeter-wide hole to develop in the space station, but NASA says the crew was never in danger. And a federal judge in Montana is now blocking a Yellowstone area grizzly bear hunt. The U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen issuing a temporary block for what would have been the first bear hunt in more than 40 years if it had begun today as planned. It's a clear victory for environmentalists and Native Americans who have been working towards restoring the bear's protected status. The 14-day restraining order coming a few days before Wyoming and Idaho were scheduled to open licensed grizzly bear hunts. During these hunts, as many as 23 bears in both states were to be shot and killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Ball.